Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, May 13th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Great updates from Brad again about current malware, in particular new versions of Tridex that rely more on SSL than in the past, so that gets a little bit more difficult than to analyze, to identify these particular infections or their command control channel. The best way probably to identify them is by the specific SSL certificate that's being used to encrypt the traffic. And of course, crypto ransomware is evolving as well. Pratt has some samples here that are spread via the Angler exploit kit. And as usual in his diary, you will find a number of indicators of compromise that you can use to find infected machines in your network. But of course, today was also Microsoft Patch Tuesday, and we got a total of 13 bulletins, three of which are rated critical. Let's talk a little bit about those different bulletins. The first one is the usual cumulative security update for Internet Explorer. It fixes a good number of different vulnerabilities in Internet Explorer. A little bit tricky here what JavaScript patches apply to different systems. So depending on which version of Internet Explorer you're running, you may see slightly different versions of this particular patch. The next one, MS-1544, looks actually quite interesting. It fixes two vulnerabilities in OpenType font parsing. Not the first time that this has been patched. Interesting because it can be reached to execute arbitrary code without user interaction, and this could be done via .NET, Microsoft Office, Microsoft Link, Silverlight, if you're still running that. So a number of different vectors here, how an exploit could be delivered to target one of these two vulnerabilities. And MS-1545 fixes yet again a parsing error with Windows Journal files. Less likely to run into that. It would be a .jnt extension on these files, but nevertheless, arbitrary code can be executed without user interaction. And we get to our important fixes here, MS-1546. That's yet another Microsoft Office flaw. MS-1547, Microsoft SharePoint Server. And again, it would allow remote code execution, but it does require user interaction. And the number of privilege escalation vulnerabilities next, MS-1548, a privilege escalation vulnerability in .NET, followed by MS-1549, which is also an elevation of privileges in Silverlight. And MS-1550, which is yet again Service Control Manager that can be used to allow evaluation of privileges and, well, has to be there. We have it pretty much every month. Windows kernel mode drivers, of course, they can also still be used for evaluation of privileges. MS-1552, now we are at our security features bypass section. First one allows bypass of kernel address space layout randomization. So this is one of those exploits that would help someone to bypass security features and make an exploit possible. MS-1553 is actually a little bit more interesting, maybe. It also allows bypassing address space layout randomization, but in this case, an attacker may use JScript or VBScript in order to achieve this goal. MS-1554 is a vulnerability in the Microsoft Management Console. Now, this one only leads to a denial of service. And then again, a little bit more interesting, or at least more high profile, MS-1555 essentially fixes the freak vulnerability in SSL by disabling some of the weak ciphers that clients were still supporting. So this should put this particular issue at rest for S-Channel, the SSL library used in Windows. The last patch could potentially cause issues if you have to connect to a system that only supports these weak ciphers. So in this case, you may no longer be able to connect to this server. So far, we only had one user reporting a problem with these patches, and it's one of those typical issues where the patching process just sort of gets stuck halfway through. Sometimes this has in the past been a problem if you're running the update as a less privileged user. And Adobe today released two bulletins, one for Adobe Reader and Acrobat. That's the one that was actually pre-announced last week. And then they also did release a bulletin for Adobe Flash Player. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.